Blog Talk Radio.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight in the Wings from Talk Radio News is Jeff Holtzman, and Jeff says there's a lot going on in Washington. Isn't there always? So, Jeff, the big question is I always ask you about the weather. I have turned you into like a meteorologist. What's the weather like in D.C.?
Better. It's we broke 40 today. We got some sunshine, and the 10-day forecast looks pretty promising. We've got the temperature not falling below 50. And with a lot of sunshine, so we might be putting this evil winter behind us.
Well, that's good news, because I think everybody, really in the Northeast, but elsewhere too, I think we're all ready for spring to really spring out there for us, because we're still finding that there's remnants of winter. It's crazy, I got to tell you. Also crazy is the conversations you and I have had over this past year over the NSA. Now we're finally going to see some action. Is that right? There's legislation that's moving through?
There's legislation that's moving forward, and that legislation is going to be needed. The president today announced that the that he has made an order to the federal government bulk metadata collection program, the program that has become famous thanks to Edward Snowden, who's the former NSA contractor. The president's order changes the system. So the previous system was that the government just collected bulk telephone metadata, as well as, you know, digital metadata, emails and things like that. But they were collecting the phone metadata in bulk, on a routine basis. They would just collect it from the phone companies, and they would, and the federal government, the NSA, would store it in these big, you know, warehouse storage facilities, and they would store it for up to 5 years. That's one of the things we learned about from Snowden. Of course, that enraged a lot of people. And the program obviously has a lot of critics. So the president a couple months ago announced that he would be looking into ways to reform the program. Today he announced that after the 2-month review, he's decided that the federal government is no longer going to hold those records. Rather, the phone companies are going to hold the records for the time length that they normally do, which is about 18 months. And in that, you know, in that process, when the phone company, if the phone company has a record or a piece of telephone metadata that the government has a reason to believe, you know, it involves some sort of national security threat, you know, whether it's a terrorist suspect or somebody that may be a terrorist suspect's phone, then the government, under the new system, Kate, can ask for those phone records from the phone companies. They have to get permission from the FISA court, though. That's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. And that's a traditionally secretive court consisting of federal judges. But one of the president's reforms is going to be to force the FISA court to declassify its opinion. So in the past, the FISA court was criticized by a lot of people for being sort of a rubber stamp of the government. You know, the government would go to the FISA court every now and then and say, hey, we need, you know, these bulk metadata records. FISA court would pretty much rubber stamp it. And the American people were pretty much in the dark because no one knew, you know, when the government was going to the FISA court or what the FISA court's opinions were. So under the new system, not only will the government have to go to the court first to get a specific phone record that they think is related to somebody who poses a national security threat, but they'll have to, the FISA court will then have to turn over its opinion, or its justification to the public. So the public will at least have a shadow of an idea of what's going on.
Yeah, boy. I like that. A shadow of an idea of what's going on.
Which is better than zero, I guess.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It's better than nothing, that's for sure. And we're going to be talking.
But what I should mention, sorry, Kate, what I should mention is legislation is needed. This can't just happen by itself. The president can't just issue an executive order. So
there is
a bill that's moving through the House. There will be legislation in the Senate as well. And the House bill essentially mirrors what the president wants to do. It's going to be, you know, drafted by the House Intelligence Committee. Some people say it should be in the House Judiciary Committee because that's more transparent, and the House Intelligence Committee frequently meets in secret. But we have, a big summary of the bill. Mike Rogers, who's the intelligence chairman, released it yesterday. So we know that the bill contains a lot of the same provisions that the president announced today, so pretty similar.
Yep. I think that goes through. I don't think there's going to be a lot of dissension in that. It's just a question of who gets to stamp their name on it, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that that is going to go through. I mean, there are critics. We'll see what happens in the Senate. You know, obviously the vote, it's going to need 60 votes, and there are people like Rand Paul who are completely against it, the idea of any phone records being held for any amount of time. You know, he's actually filed a class action lawsuit against the NSA. And so there are going to be critics who say that the government should not have, you know, access to any of these records. But I think that there's going to be a lot of bipartisan support for this because people are going to say, you know, in Congress, you know, that this legislation provides enough checks and balances to calm people's fears. It will prevent the NSA from just holding on to millions of phone records, many of which obviously don't belong to anybody who poses a national security threat. And it'll also force the court to operate in a more transparent fashion. So I think that ultimately it will pass.
Yeah, I agree. I think ultimately it passes. It's just a question of when. Last thing, the president speaking in Italy, what did he have to say?
The president was asked a couple things. He was asked about his meeting with Pope Francis, which happened this morning. The president says they didn't really talk about any sort of social schism, you know, gay marriage or anything like that. He said the one thing they talked about, and they met for about an hour, the one thing they talked about, he said, was, you know, income inequality. He said that the Pope didn't necessarily offer any suggestions as to legislation or anything like that, but he did, the president, that is, did say that, you know, the Pope has some ideas and that policymakers in the U.S. and elsewhere should sort of follow the Pope's approach to you know, greater, you know, to fixing income inequality and social inequality and things like that. The president also said that, you know, he talked about defense spending. That was kind of interesting. The president said that he's, you know, he needs to, the U.S. needs an efficient force. He wants to work with NATO on reducing duplicative programs, which is interesting. He said you can't cut everything, though, if you want to be able to make good on commitments around the world to protect. He was obviously referring to Russia when he said that. He said that all nations need to pitch in and step up to help confront Russia. He also said that he met with the Vatican Secretary of State, which is Cardinal Pietro Parolin, and they discussed contraception coverage in the Affordable Care Act. That was a big Supreme Court case that came up earlier this week, whether you know, private corporations should be forced to provide all the different forms of contraception that the Affordable Care Act requires. The president didn't say one way or the other what the Vatican Secretary of State, you know, suggested and that sort of thing. But it's a, you know, we obviously are going to be waiting to see how the Supreme Court rules in this case that was argued earlier this week. And then on Ukraine, he said he wants the Ukraine to know that it will have to make tough economic decisions. There was a big story this morning, Kate. Ukraine has agreed to a bailout program through the IMF of about $27 billion in exchange for certain economic reforms that they'll have to make. So the president said that it's a good first step, but Ukraine is going to have to make certain economic reforms in addition to this big loan that they're going to be taking on.
All right, Jeff Holtzman, great information. Wow, you rocked it, getting us up to date from A to Z. And all of you can participate, obviously, in the conversation, 855-266-5283. How fast do you think that NSA proposal whips its way through and becomes legislation? Jeff, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Malaysian Flight 370. We're going to talk about that next here on America Tonight. Then a fond farewell to an old friend in a segment after that. And Johnny M. as we round the corner. Some crazy things from the world of sports that we got to throw into our mixed bag. So it's a jam-packed hour here on America Tonight. And once again, you know, the 777 holds our attention because, you know, first we hear the plane speeding up, then we're here it's slowing down. It's something different, I think. Breaking news. Every time I turn on my radio, every time I flip on one of the cable stations, every time I fire up my computer, I'm not kidding you, every single day it's been a different twist with this missing plane. Now, the missing plane, to me, the big story is the black box. I've said this before. We've had plenty of pilots on the show, including my husband. We've talked about the black box and how significant that is to this whole deal. Because we want to know or try to piece together the investigators what happened. What happened on this plane? And the equipment, we've got the equipment that's the best at retrieving the black box in deep waters and unimaginable conditions. So our boat, our 7th Fleet that's going in those waters really has the best chance of retrieving that. Because you've got equipment inside two pretty much indestructible boxes. That's why it's the black box on that plane that recorded critical information that's going to help reconstruct what went wrong. Because everybody knows it's about the black box. So we got these satellite images, and it's crazy how many satellites we know are out there in space. But imagining that the satellite images are showing the debris floating in the southern Indian Ocean, which could be lots of different kinds of debris, things that fall off of cargo ships. The fact that there's so much of it, though, really leads you to believe it is that plane, right? But they haven't confirmed it. If you listen to America Tonight, oh, and I hope you did, at the start of the week to now, it's like we're saying the same things. Up, search was called off, terrible weather, rough seas, really couldn't get there. And the satellite images are showing all this debris, but we still don't have pieces of the plane. We got to have pieces of the plane. We got to have pieces of the plane. I love the American, the lone American man who was on the who was on that ill-fated flight. His girlfriend saying that, listen, until you show me pieces of the plane, until I see pieces of the plane, I'm not believing that that flight went down. And, I kind of don't blame her because it's crazy the pinging back and forth, get the reference, to one day it's slower, faster, it's the pilot, this is the speed, the altitude, where do they go, what direction. And, of course, the data log has all that. It keeps 1,000 different measurements. Then they'll have all of that information. They need that box. And it covers the 25 hours right before a crash. They got it all. And then the voice recorder has 2 hours of sound from a bunch of microphones in the cockpit. And it's a continuous loop, so they'll have that. The audio from the moments where the plane diverted west from its route to China. About 7 hours before it's believed to have crashed. They believe it. But each recorder has a beacon. It's bolted. Because somebody asked me this question. And this is as it was explained to me many, many times. You have a beacon in it. And it is in the boxes outside. It's bolted to the boxes outside, basically. And once it's activated by water, it has a chirping sound, right? The chirp can be heard really by the naked ear. Or it can't be heard by the naked ear. That's why we have this special equipment. You could hear it if you were right up next to it, but otherwise you couldn't hear it. So the beacon's battery will last 30 days. So we're going to run out here eventually because March 8th is when the plane disappeared. And it'll start to fade. And once it fades, then it's harder to find it. And good luck with that. Let's hope they get the black box. So probably around April 7th, that's when it starts to really come down. April 12th, flat out silence. That's it. So the push is on. They got to find this thing. They have to find it. If they can get into the water, if they can find those pieces, then that shows the proof. Okay, look, here's pieces of the plane. So, look, it went down. So for all the texting and everything else we did, we felt so sure that we have the plane here. It's just verification. And if they can get into that water, but they go getting into that water, you know, you're talking the box itself can withstand 20,000 feet of water. So it can retain the information for 2 years, but trying to find it without that beacon, without that pinging and the equipment to use it, wow, really, really tough. Let's hope that they can get to this plane. And then we can, for once and all, stop with the breaking news of, wow, it turns out the plane actually was going slower and that it dived a little bit lower. And then, no, it looks like it sped up at the last second. Because to me, this is all mumbo jumbo. Really, it is. We're getting so many conflicting reports. And there are great pilots that have been commenting on it who have specifically drilled down to, okay, here's my theory. Here's what I think happened. Here's the path that it most likely was on. Show us some wreckage. Show us some wreckage. For the people's sake, so you can get to the black box, so we can start to wrap this whole thing up, if that's what happened. If that's what happened. Now they have this, and I mean, they keep calling it, and I've heard this term, credible leads, probably 8 times. But they now have another credible lead. So I don't blame the families. I don't. I don't blame the families for saying, okay, once we see the plane, the wing, a piece, whatever, then I am positive. I'm right there with you that they're not sitting on some island somewhere, that they weren't knocked out when the plane went up to 45,000 feet, that there's not something more sinister going on here. Because I'm not trusting the surface information. Otherwise, this crashed into the Indian Ocean about 3 weeks ago. And in crashing 3 weeks ago, the area we're talking about is 680 miles to the northeast after some new radar data suggests that the plane, here's the flew faster part, flew faster than they originally thought and used more fuel, which might have reduced the distance that it went. That's why they're now saying faster instead of slower. So it's a revised area. The weather's clearing enough to allow planes to hunt for clues, Friday, of course, to the plane and what happened since it went missing in March. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority said that the change was based on the International Investigative Team in Malaysia. So we're relying on the Malaysian team, but they keep using the word credible lead, because the Australian Prime Minister is on the hook for this. Remember, the Australian Prime Minister gave the information to the Malaysian Prime Minister that they were confident that the plane was down there. So Tony Abbott is kind of on the hook for this. That's why he's saying it's credible. It's going to be investigated. It's extraordinarily difficult for this search. It's an agonizing wait, we know, for family and friends and crew. We owe it to them. We've got to follow it. This is what we're doing. He's smart to jump out there and say that. Because now you're talking about 123,000 square miles and about 1,200, I'll say, supposedly, west of Perth at this point. Before they were saying 1,500 miles, about that far, right? And the shift is now moving the planes and the ships in different, and a little bit over in the southern Indian Ocean for whatever is bobbing in the sea. It's those darn winds that is just killing this search. It really is. What happened to 239 people on flight 370? What an agonizing wait. Got any theories? Have you changed your mind? 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Kate Delaney, happy to be the captain of this ship. So let's hit some 855-266-5283 if you want to throw in your opinion on a couple of things that we've obviously thrown out there at the top. The NSA, how quickly do they get rid of the bulk collecting with a series of different pieces of legislation? And then, of course, what I just mentioned there, any new theories on this 777? Have you changed your mind on what you think has now happened to the plane? Who better to reach out to than our favorite Australian, Jack from Down Under? Because, of course, we know Perth, just off the shores of Perth, and I mentioned this, the Prime Minister and whatnot, under fire as they tried to clear up the mystery. Hello, Jack.
G'day, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you very much, my friend. So what are they in Australia? This has got to be dominating headlines, right?
Yeah, it is, but everyone seems to be overlooking some inconvenient facts with all of this. And in stuff that I've sent you in text messages via our Pal Talk chat, during my army career, I spent some time over in Perth, and they have these massive fleets of, I'll call them treasure hunter ships, because the currents out off the coast of Western Australia pick up all of this flotsam that falls overboard in the Roaring Forties, down there. It's a rather violent part of the sea, but it's the most economical because ships coming east can go down off the Horn of Africa, make a left-hand turn and just get a tailwind and get pushed all the way to Australia. But there are these massive islands of debris that wash up. Shipping containers regularly hull competition sailing boats and pleasure craft and so on that go out blue water sailing. And I was also trained as a pilot to a basic level in the military. And I sort of got down there, I got out the maps, and your husband probably did the same too. I honestly, with the bottom of my heart, believe that the debris they're seeing has nothing to do with the plane for a couple of main reasons. We already have a confirmed track that it took in Asia before it disappeared off the radar. Taking that into consideration and the fuel load, if they're looking off the coast of Australia, they need to be at least 700-800 miles further north than where they are. And I've had people say, well, the current's dragged it down. The problem is the current off the coast, the west coast of Australia, travels from the south heading north. So it can't, mm-hmm. they can't have crashed 800 miles further north and the debris be carried down. That debris, to be where it is, would have had to have traveled a nearly 30,000-mile trip up back past Malaysia, Indonesia, the subcontinent, down the coast of Africa, through the Roaring Forties, and then back up. And the current speed just isn't fast enough for that to happen, at least until Christmas time. So I really think that it's turned into a case of, look, we don't know where it is, so everyone's just grasping at straws. It's just, I just don't believe that the debris they're seeing has anything to do with it. And with the massive number of storms, and you know, the way the media, Fox, and a lot of the overseas media agencies have been talking about it, they're talking like the bad weather that the search is experiencing is not normal. Hate to tell you this, folks, that is, you know, that sort of weather is more the norm for that part of the southern Indian Ocean, just like it's going to rain 300 days out of the year in England, or it's going to be sunny 200 days a year in California.
That's great that you told us that, because you're right. That's a lot of what we're hearing. You get that idea that, wow, so now every day we're hearing, woo, no, sir, can't do the search, the water's too rough. But so this is such a common occurrence that they might not get there in the first place. And you're right about the flotsam, and that's so true, where it gets trapped. What's interesting is there were so many pieces of it, Jack, and I think there's such desperation to hurry up and come up with something to end the mystery of the flight, seriously, especially for the Malaysian Prime Minister. And now some of the heat is on the Australian Prime Minister because he pinged back and said, yeah, this was tell the family.
It's costing Australia a great deal of money. It's costing Australia a great deal of money. And what hasn't been covered by any of the international news is one of the Australian search ships has already been damaged in this weather. They tried to stay on station. And this is a ship that is predominantly run by the Navy for search and rescue. It's been damaged. It's had to go back forced out of the area for repairs, and other ships brought in to fill in that gap.
Yeah, so millions. They're spending millions, just like the United States and some of the other countries. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's crazy. I don't know, Jack. They got to find that black box. If then you got to show us some wreckage. Show us some wreckage. And
personally, I honestly think that this was a counterintelligence operation by a terrorist group. I think the plane's going to turn up somewhere in Somalia.
Yeah.
I honestly think that. And the reason why it hasn't gone public is this was a dry run to see how the world would react. Say if the Somali or Islamic piracy in general, after all, the Malacca Straits is also noted for its piracy, if they want to move from ships to airplanes.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And that'd be a frightening thing. You could be right. I initially thought, and I still do think, that something more sinister happened here, looking at those islands in Somalia. That's not a half-bad theory there, Jack. They better come up with some of the plane.
And then the whole thing over the simulator, I think, is an absolute red herring to try and make the pilots look guilty that it was. As I said, I trained as a pilot to a basic level in the military, because I had a pilot's license, but because of some health problems through the years, I'm now no longer qualified health-wise to get a pilot's license for obvious safety reasons. I have a flight simulator. That doesn't mean I'm practicing to fly, you know, hijack a plane and fly it into the new World Trade Center or anything like that. You know, I wouldn't be too surprised if your husband, being a former naval aviator, has a simulator at home at your place either.
Yeah.
There is nothing suspect about that. Now, you know, flying into certain airports such as Kai Tak in Hong Kong requires a special endorsement. When you learn to fly, you go up and you fly in a little Cessna 182 or a Piper Apache or something like, you know, a little PA-28 Tomahawk, some small plane, and you do circuits, you know, repetition till you get it right. You can't do that when you are a commercial pilot flying these massive great jets. How do they practice? Hour upon hour in a simulator.
Mm-hmm.
So cracking up a little bit of simulator time at home, if you are studying to get your qualifications for Kai Tak or any of these other specialist airports that only specially licensed pilots can fly into or out of, you know, is nothing suspect. You know, same with the deleted files. I mean, I delete my flight logs from simulator missions that I no longer do because I want to move on to something to another part of the world, like flying into, you know, instead of flying into a private airport at Moorabbin in Melbourne, I want to fly into, say, LAX or LaGuardia or O'Hare, McCarran. You know, doesn't matter. You know, you delete those to make room on the hard drive to continue your practice.
Right, otherwise you wouldn't have the room, you wouldn't be able to maneuver to other places, and like you're talking about, McCarran in Vegas or wherever it is you might go, or the practice of you know, on the Cessna 182, that's not unusual. I was just up in one learning to fly myself a couple of weeks ago, so you're absolutely right.
You're learning to fly. Fantastic. You're going to have to give me an aerial tour over Dallas when I get home.
You got it. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it. That was great stuff.
Cheers, Kate.
Have a great weekend. All right, so Jack, really informative there. Look at, you never know what's going to happen on America Tonight. And Jack really filled in some of the blanks for you. You heard what he said. When you hear these reports about the weather, you're going to keep hearing those. And that's, as I mentioned, that's the beginning of the week. That's all we heard about. And every single day it's the same thing. If this is normal, then for goodness sake, when does that clear up? And how about the money? And we've talked about the money that it's costing, but not about the damaged ship for the Australians and the fact that they've had to send out other ships. So that's all part of this whole thing. And I think that's why the Chinese are not happy at all with the Malaysians, because so many of their people were on the flight. They want to see the satellite image. They want the satellite images and all the data that they can analyze firsthand themselves. They sent over investigators to Australia. They're trying to get a handle on everything on the ground at every level they can, Malaysia or Australia or wherever it is that they have to go. Because I don't believe that they think, one, the Malaysian government handled this well, or the airline, and they want to be able to flush it out for themselves. They want to be able to do it themselves because they do not trust the so-called credible leads and shifts and everything else from coming out of Malaysia Airlines or the Malaysian investigators. All right, I promise we're going to hit some more calls right at the top when we come back. 855-266-5283. Hang through.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Meaning we're getting close to the end of this hour. Seems like we've mixed in a couple of different things. I promise I'm going to take a few more calls. I got a quick little email here from JoJo, who listens to us all the time, and he's in Austin, Texas, and he says, Kate, I love the theories about the missing plane and Jack talking about Somalia. I think there is something more sinister. You talked about it a ton in the beginning of this. They got to show us pieces of this plane. Sorry, we're not believers. We do not goose-step to whatever it is that we're being forced fed by the mainstream. All right, let's go out to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, how have you been?
Oh, fine, Kate. How are you?
Thanks for hanging through. You got the floor.
Well, I was saying maybe we need to send Mr. Kate out there to have a look. This is, you know, no laughing matter, of course, but I'm just puzzled by what's going on out there in terms of the satellites. Don't they get a GPS location when these satellites take these pictures?
They should have. That's what they're saying. They're seeing the, that's why they're getting those coordinates, because the satellites showed that. That British satellite specifically showed the debris, and said, they are saying this is debris from the plane. and that they have these pictures of it. But when you look at the photographs, to me, I don't think you can tell it's debris from the plane. It does look like a lot of debris, but at least what I've seen, you can't see it clearly that it's, oh, yes, there's a tiny piece of a wing or there's whatever. But absolutely, Dale, that's why they move. That's why they're moving this search around, because of the satellites.
Well, the obviously, I guess when they get out to these locations, they find nothing.
They're saying they're stuck now because they haven't been able to get exactly to where they should be, and they're switching it because of the weather, because of the seas being so rough and the currents and all that kind of stuff. That it's as Jack, who just was on from Australia, said, it even damaged one of their ships, so they had to send the ship back in and send out another one. So they're having big problems with that part of the Indian Ocean.
Well, the gentleman from Australia, Jack, is not a neophyte to these kind of things, and he even suspects that this plane may be on the ground somewhere. Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah. And he's not alone. A lot of us think that there's something to that, because, again, we don't have that empirical evidence, I guess. You know, Dale, call us twisted or thinking there's a conspiracy here, but I think we have to see that. You know, the families are saying that. The girlfriend, I mentioned this before, the girlfriend of Philip Wood, who is the lone American that was on the plane, when she keeps being asked about it, says, listen, I'm not calling this thing until I see pieces of the plane, because I'm not believing it.
Well, it seems to me, Kate, at one point there when they were flying along, and of course one of the frustrating things is you get bits and pieces of this information as it comes out to the public, but the height of the flight path, it was, you know, real low, and then it went up to like 45,000,
yeah,
like 2,000 feet above what the ceiling is supposed to be. That seems to me that there's some kind of a fight or something going on in the cockpit.
Right. That's why we need the black box, so we can hear it.
You know, it's, anyway, I just have the greatest empathy and sympathy for the families of these people. It just must be heart-wrenching to have to go through this.
I agree. I can't imagine being in that limbo, Dale, where you have no idea. I mean, it's got to be the worst. It does. And you want to feed into the idea. I think you want to feed into the idea that maybe there's hope that maybe they are captured somewhere. But because I believe they did go up high to knock the passengers out, and that's why you didn't get any cell phone calls, I don't think that that's going to be the outcome of it. But it's rough. That would be rough.
Oh, it's very difficult for them,
yep.
I'm sure.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Dale, thanks for the call. You have a great weekend. Watch some of that basketball, maybe. Is anyone even watching the basketball anymore? All right, let's go to Frank, who is in Montana. Hello, Frank.
Good evening.
What do you think, Frank?
You're probably going to think I'm crazy, but what I believe could be a possibility is that plane's not in the ocean. It could be possible that they took that thing somewhere, got them people out of the plane, cut that plane up, got rid of it, and took these people and offered them as a blood sacrifice to satanic cults. That's what I think maybe happened, but that's just me.
Oh, Frank. Oh, I can't go there with you, bud. You almost had me in the beginning of that. But not at the tail end, I'm afraid. I think the people are gone no matter what I do, because the idea that there wasn't any calls, if we're just completely wrong on what happened with the plane, how it went down and it was high and then low and faster and whatever, if they did hit that high of the 45,000 feet, that would knock the people unconscious. I mean, come on. So if they're not unconscious, I mean, that would explain the no phone call, no cell phone calls, whatever. Or were they even aware of it? You know, so at this point, I think there's just nothing but questions and not a lot of answers. So I don't really blame Philip Wood's girlfriend, Sarah, for saying, you know, you want to keep asking me, or I post things on Facebook, I'm not going to say anything until I know for sure, until I've seen the pieces. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go there. All right, quickly, hats off to somebody who I enjoyed over the years. I don't know how many of you watch CNBC, Yeah, for all those business people out there, I'd be one of those. I like to watch Larry Kudlow. He's retiring from CNBC on Friday, full-time anyway. I didn't realize this. 25 years he'd been on, been doing some form of the Kudlow Report, and he, you know, talked about everything from the economics of the ups and downs of where we were in a particular time in the country to Obamacare. He's still going to apparently contribute a little bit to CNBC because, you know, you can never step away from this stuff. However, I think that he had some great interviews, and he had some, you know, he interviewed all the sitting presidents that are still alive, and business moguls, and really knew how to, I think, dig out some of the stories. Anyway, I like the fact that he went against the grain, and I thought he was his commentaries were pretty good. Thought they were on the mark a lot of times, especially when it came to mixing business with the crummy politics of Washington. He called it like he saw it. 25 years. So good luck to him. We're going to try to get him on the show. And then finally, an update on this, because a lot of you have asked for this. When I was looking at the mail today, we had somebody on this week, Jennifer Yeremeva, from Moscow, talking about what they're really talking about in Russia, and they're celebrating. It's party time for Putin, and they're talking about showing on state-run television terrible things happening in the Ukraine, falling apart, wheels off. Oh, yikes, terrible things are happening. And you got 100,000 Russian troops now on the Ukrainian border. So this is the biggest number they've had. So what happens at this point? Is it a march on some of these towns? They're not just in the Crimea now that it's been annexed. And Putin is, like I said, the hero in Russia. And Obama is the weakling. But does that change if some of these sanctions start to strangle the banks? So the we've got some defense folks flying around, kind of spying on the situation, I'll call it. And they say that the troops' numbers have been exaggerated. They don't think there are quite as many as that are being said. But regardless, they've seen the troops build up for sure. And here's the key thing. They have battle tanks. They have helicopters. They have planes. They have armored cars and whatnot and jeeps. So, I would think that they are doing more than making sure the people are okay there. If they're deployed along the border, that's big enough to control that eastern region. It's going to be interesting over the weekend to see if there's any kind of movement there, because since the takeover of the Crimea, Moscow has a new strategy, and I think really it's disrupting those elections in May. Game on. Obama's move. What happens next? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.